News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We're going to talk about the issues in Qatar in just a moment with the attack last night that was caused by Israel on a major US ally in the Middle East. But Sean Bell, military analyst, is with us on the line. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning to you, Sam.
Let's talk about what happened overnight in Poland. A number of airports had to shut down, and they're kind of looking for a drone that was taken out by NATO and Polish defences. This, if is true, is significant, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, we still seem to be scrambling a little bit for details at the moment. What we do know that, as you say, Warsaw Airport and several others were closed for a few hours. There's talk of several drones doing incursions into Polish airspace. And let's be clear, for those who aren't clear about the geography, you know, Poland sits right at the western end of Ukraine, a long way away from Russia. But it also has a border with Belarus as well. And it's the first time that Poland has directly engaged since the invasion in 2022. There's been the odd drone that strayed across a bit of wreckage. But reports suggest that there were several drones. And, you know, one might be a mistake. If there are several, this feels like it's time for a robust response. And that seems to be what Poland has done.
We always have to ask whether this was intentional or not, whether it was just the actions of a couple of irresponsible drone operators. But you think it might be more?
I think the when you're talking about drone operators, you're generally talking about sort of almost line of sight drones. When you're talking about the western side of Ukraine, these drones have flown hundreds of miles. It won't be a drone operator. It'll be all in automatic mode by then. They'll have been programmed. Now, it's possible when you're dealing with hundreds of drones that you make a mistake with one of them. It does talk about several this time, and apparently it looks like they haven't just strayed 100 metres across the border. If you're closing the airspace above Warsaw Airport, having just been there myself, it is some way inside Poland. So I think we're going to find here that these went quite a way inside. And if I, as a military guy, I've always thought over the last few years, we haven't treated robustly Russian incursions into NATO airspace. And this is a way of testing the air defence system. It put lives at risk. And so it's understandable that Poland, who already were heightened, they're feeling the heat of Russia's invasion far more than we are in Ukraine. It's quite right that they're taking a far more robust action. It'd be really interesting to see exactly what the details were as they emerge.
Can I talk about what happened in Qatar yesterday? IDF strikes on Doha. The timeline here seems to be that Israel decided to do it. They did inform the Americans, but by the time the Americans were able to contact the Qataris, the explosions were happening. It would appear that the US is unhappy with how this has played out. How unhappy do you think they are?
Well, that's a great question, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't sound like these are missiles. It sounds like the Israeli Defense Forces used 15 fighter jets, a whole load of munitions, in a clear violation of international law to attack another country. Now, it's very difficult to see. You've got an American airbase, Al Udeid, which is one of the biggest airbases in the region. So it's pretty clear that Israel would have wanted to make sure that America didn't react and start shooting down its fighter jets. Quite exactly whether they asked permission or just told them they were doing it, who knows? But for me, the key message here is, at wars, they get fought by the soldiers, but they get ended through diplomacy, through negotiation. If you kill the negotiators, it's pretty clear you have no appetite whatsoever for ending the war. And the clear message for Israelis, which I'd imagine is pretty clear for them, there are still 48 hostages held, 25 are believed to be dead, some still alive. And the only way that they've been freed alive so far is through negotiation. If you kill the negotiators, it's pretty clear you're only focused on killing Hamas. And that bodes very badly for the remaining hostages.
OK, we'll leave it there for now. Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
We will come back to the story after 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking to the former Israeli Minister of Justice, Yossi Abelin.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.